With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, the New York Yankees have won the last game at Yankee Stadium on September 21st, 2008.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right. It is 11:22 on The Fan. It's the Teague and Tierney Show. Just a little advice from my fellow Jet fans. Stop driving yourself nuts, refreshing Twitter. You're going to drive yourself crazy. Raider fans pining for Rodgers as they line the fairways at Pebble Beach. Devontae Adams recruiting his buddy. Yeah, by the way, Derek Carr is his buddy, too. How's that going? They were friends. They were best friends, I guess. And now, you know, that split itself up. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. I just have, I'm going to stop short of the word supreme.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have, but I'll use it for now. I don't really mean 85% of the word supreme. I've got supreme faith, all right, that the Jets have intel that, one, Rodgers wants to continue playing. Because without that, there's nothing else.
Yeah.
So step two doesn't matter.
He's got to.
Yeah, I believe that they know that. I believe that that has been strongly intimated to them, mm-hmm. whether it's from Hackett, whatever. Number two, I really do think that Rodgers is going to seriously consider the Jets, and I do believe the Jets will be appealing to Rodgers. Now, what do the Jets give up? I mean, do the Raiders usurp that? That I can't determine. But this is now beginning to get a little interesting, too, based on a report from the guy Fowler from ESPN.
Yeah.
So the Ravens and quarterback Lamar, as I read, Lamar Jackson could possibly be $100 million apart in guaranteed money. Okay, so.
That makes sense.
Because does it, though?
Well, yeah.
That much?
Because he wants his whole contract guaranteed. Like, Deshaun Watson got his whole contract guaranteed. Different circumstances, and this is why so many executives were pissed off at the Cleveland Browns for the way that they renegotiated that Deshaun Watson deal, because now, all of a sudden, every quarterback who thinks they're worth it is going to say, all right, I want my whole deal guaranteed.
Yeah.
Which is
can't
great.
Can't blame him for asking.
Dude, it's great for the player. Think about every other big-time sport. Aaron Judge signs of, you know, whatever his deal was, 370, whatever his deal was, it's all guaranteed.
Forget about him. Kyrie Irving, better example, might play, might not play, might play half the time, might show up. He gets paid every penny.
Every penny. And so the only sport where it's not fully guaranteed, except for what you can negotiate into the guarantee, is the NFL. And now there's a precedent set that you can get a fully guaranteed contract. If you're Lamar Jackson, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Whether you think he's wrong or not, he's worth it. Doesn't matter.
Chase what you got to chase. Go for it.
You chase what is available, and it is now available because the Cleveland Browns did it.
He's in his mid-20s. He's won an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
He's got every right to go out there and pursue every single penny. I don't begrudge him for that. And then Fowler also added in the report that the trade calls are coming in.
Mm.
That doesn't mean that the Ravens are, you know, proactively reaching out, but I would imagine calls come in. If you don't engage, you're not doing your due diligence,
yeah,
you're not doing your job.
Of course.
So you got to have a conversation. You have a conversation. You know, who knows what happens?
Look, you got to start thinking about Plan B and whether that's very appealing to you, and does it help you as a team get better? Doesn't matter. You still got to engage it when you're $100 million apart on guaranteed
money. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
877-337-6666 is our number. We got Joe B, Joe Beningo coming up in 15, which will be awesome. We'll do a little bit of everything with Joe, even a little Super Bowl too, but obviously Jets quarterback situation, a little Kyrie, a little little Knicks. We'll bounce around with Joe. Let's get Tommy in Mayapak. He's on the fan. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, Tommy.
All's good, Tommy.
I just want to, I mean, I never heard anybody bring this up, but to me, today's NBA, now I'm not saying the players are, but it reminds me of the ABA 50 years ago. High-flying act, you know, 130 points a day, no defense, three-point line. And the reason why I'm saying this is because you were talking about how, like, people like this generation compared to the other. Well, my father was a big Knicks fan in the early 70s. You know, the captain, Dollar Bill, what's his name? Dave the Busher.
Yeah, Bill Bradley, sure.
He swore Clyde was shaving points because he used to stare at the clock. So we used to go to Knicks games.
Wow.
So now here I am as a seven-year-old kid, and there's a guy that gets traded from the Virginia Squires to the New York Nets that is, you know, playing above the rim, and I'm like, wow, what would I rather watch? This guy doing all these kind of dunks, or would I rather watch the NBA with them, you know, walking the ball up?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it kind of runs its, you know, course.
Yeah, it's true. It just changes. It changes as the athleticism changes, as the style changes. It's just different, right?
Exactly. I argue with my son. I have a 19-year-old son, and I could show him Michael Jordan videos until whatever, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and he'll just fight with me and said, no way, Steph Curry's better, LeBron's better. Like, they just don't get it. And listen, in this NBA, they are superstars, great. But I just feel it's just the generation thing. You see something and, you know, it just changes you.
Yeah.
Big part of it.
Yeah, it is.
That's
true.
A good call there. I never looked at that. Like, oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, that's a pretty interesting connection there, the ABA.
Yeah.
A little renegade.
Yep.
A little wide open, a lot of flair, a lot of substance as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the ABA, I mean, not just Dr. J, but you had Rick Barry, had Dan Issel. I mean, you had amazing players, no question about it. Interesting. Let's get Pete and Seaford. What's happening, Pete?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, man?
You know, grain of salt with what I'm about to say, because I am a big Knicks fan, but, you know, I think the Nets are absolutely a worse team today. I just look at 538, Spencer Dinwiddie ranked 233rd out of 241 in terms of worst defenders of the league.
yeah.
You know, the Nets, and especially you see when they play the Nets have so much length, and they were able to hide Kyrie lack of length with everywhere else on the court, and maybe they can supposed to do that with Dinwiddie, but he's a worse offensive player. Yeah, he's got a big shot in him here and there, but if Durant gets hurt again or is injured, you know, for any amount of time, what are the Nets right now?
They're a playing team. Without him.
Yeah,
at best.
So it's a risk. I mean, you're right about this. It's a risk, but it was a necessary one. They had to do this, right? Or just accept the fact that Kyrie's not going to play.
Yeah.
Either you sit him down or he sits out.
Yeah.
Right? They had to do this.
Well, the one thing, they didn't, now I don't mind that they did this. The one thing the Nets did not have to do was construct the contract in a way that Kyrie seemed defensive. Like, and it was all tied to winning the championship to guarantee the money.
Oh, you mean the extension talks? The extension talks, you mean?
That's an interesting road to go down. Like, if I'm Kyrie, there's no way I'm signing that either.
No. No, that's true. I mean, but it's almost like they did it on purpose.
Yeah, because they don't trust him, and I don't blame them.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to have, you know, Evan today on the radio going, well, the Nets were a better team than he's not on the court. But it's malarkey. The Nets were a better team with Kyrie.
Yeah, wait, hold on a second. Is that how you think that Evan sounds? What is that?
More or less. Yeah,
I can't be dissing our boy like this, Pete. He's a teammate, man.
Okay.
That's funny. See you later. Thanks for the call. Got to stick up for our own. We're a team here.
He doesn't sound like that, does he?
I don't think he sounds like that.
I don't either.
His best friend Huff would know. He's always working with him.
That was the worst impression I've ever heard of him.
Horrendous.
How does he sound on Rico Bronya?
Sounds like he sounds with Carton.
Yeah. He sounds normal.
Who's got the worst voice on The Fan?
Oh, my God.
The worst voice?
Dove.
The most, well, it's probably me. Who's got the most annoying voice?
Dove.
Well, I mean, of guys who host.
Oh.
Or gals. And we'll throw you into that, Hoff.
Who's got the worst voice?
The most annoying voice.
The most annoying voice. Annoying.
What does that mean by annoying?
I don't know. It's different levels of annoyance.
I have my personal, but that's like a personal thing,
though,
right?
Too loud, too nerdy. Yeah, no, definitely. I got you. I'm asking you.
If I had to say the most annoying voice I want to be diligent about this. I don't want to just go shoot from the hip.
All right, then when you get an answer, give it to me all at some point, okay? Yeah, right.
I don't want to disrespect anybody purposefully.
100%.
Yes. Except me.
Except
for you, Dove.
Prudent move. Yeah, except Dove. We didn't give one nanosecond before he just ripped them on the air. Oh, that says a lot, doesn't it? Bobby's on Long Island. What's happening, Bobby?
Yeah, hi, guys. Before I get to Kyrie, this Cashman guy cracks me up. I mean,
what did he do now?
Huh?
He called it was on one of the internet websites. He called the Yankee fans spoiled. And, because of all success. What success has he had? I mean, he's given $2, $3 billion since 2000, since they last won the World Series. And, you know, he bought the World Series back then. I mean, he was an errand boy for Watson and Gene Michael. I mean, he didn't build all this team.
Errand boy's a little hard. I mean, Cashman's had an incredibly distinguished career, and trust me, I like Brian personally, but I think he's been riding his early success. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you don't have to be disrespectful and unfair to the guy.
Well, I mean, you know, but considering the amount of money he's gotten, you know, I mean, he really hasn't had much success as far as the money he's got. I mean, a correlation. I mean, me, you, and my grandma win one World Series, you know, in 20 years, which she ran the team, if you're given so much money every year.
Yeah. Bobby, we're not necessarily saying the wrong thing, like, or different things. That's why I was a proponent of at least having a conversation. Maybe Brian Cashman doesn't need to get that extension. Mm. I'm not saying, which he obviously did.
By the way, I'm not saying he's been ripping it up. For those
who
know what Bobby's talking about, Cashman was on 670 The Score on Saturday.
I didn't even see this. What did he say?
And he said that he doesn't understand why Yankee fans were critical of the 2022 season.
Do we have quotes? Because this might have to change the entire conversation of the show.
It says, quote, it was funny. I was just talking to Omar, one of our special assistants, last night. We're having this little dinner and I talked to him about with my son, Teddy, and we were talking about how the season ended. And I was like, how far did we get? We got knocked out in the first or second round. Omar was talking to me. He was like, man, you guys are in it so much that you can't remember what happened.
Omar said that?
Yeah. So basically he's saying,
Omar Benai, by the way,
because the Yankees fell short of getting to a World Series, Yankee fans are saying it's a failure of a season, when in reality, I mean, you get to the ALCS, it's kind of a big deal.
Now, just to be clear, Manaya said that part or Cashman said that part?
Manaya.
About how the season was ultimately viewed.
Cashman said this.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And Brian Cashman needs to stop talking, is what he needs to stop doing. I mean, you could have a conversation at dinner. I don't want to ever see these quotes
again.
So
you can't really remember versus perception. And the perception was that this is what Cashman said. The perception was that we didn't do well. The reality was we had a hell of another run at it.
Oh, man.
But just fell short.
Oh, dude, you set records for offensive ineptitude.
That's just the New York market.
Oh, did he write it?
This is what he said. I'm just reading it.
The Yankees hit 157 against the Guardians.
But we're spoiled.
Man, here I am. I just defended the guy. But this is what bothers me about Cashman. Why would you say that?
182 batting average against the Guardians.
Yep.
273 on base.
OPS. OPS.
643.
There we go. It's Aaron Hicks territory.
28 hits.
All right. Well, 28 hits. I mean, whatever.
There's only 21 in the championship series. In the championship series versus the Astros.
Yep.
162 batting average.
I can't.
OPS was 50.
I did not see this quote.
502.
I got news for you. I would have led the show with this if I saw this.
And only 21 hits.
I'm legitimately getting bothered by this again.
I could tell.
He's got the audacity to say this.
Thank you, Bobby.
I mean, if you lost in seven, he just lost to a better team. You barely scrape by a Guardians team that has one star, Ramirez. And Ramirez is awesome. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of kids who are just figuring out how to play. And you got smacked again by the team that owns us. And we're overreacting? That is... See, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, that drives me nuts. But I actually think that Hal thinks that too. I think he cares. I think that he thinks that as well.
Yankee fans are spoiled.
How does Brian Cashman... Huff, how did you not see this?
Well, I was looking at other things.
But how did I not see this?
Well, that I don't know.
Yes.
He said it before, things like this.
No, I understand that. But to double down, you know, I think Omar was a good hire, you know, but Omar didn't win as much with the Mets as we win with the Yankees. So Omar Minaya's thoughts on reaching the playoffs every year doesn't mean that much to me because that's what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Saturday.
Wow.
Interview. I missed it.
Saturday. He really wonders why we're bothered by this recent shortcoming. Man, oh, is he really that tone deaf?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Or is it arrogance?
No.
What is it?
I'm
confused again.
I don't think it's arrogance.
He's not a dummy. I think it's more laced with arrogance.
Yeah.
That's why I think he will not get rid of Hicks. Is an arrogance, like there's a haughtiness in how he builds the team that he's beyond reproach. And, you know, the more we clamor for him to get rid of guys that he brought in and extended and failed by doing so, it's like he tightens the grip on these players to try to prove us wrong, which is fundamentally wrong because it ruins the team or it hurts the team. But then these comments weaken the brand. Like, what a B-minus way of looking at things. You know what I mean?
I don't disagree, dude.
Wow.
But.
He's still saying this right before camp? Ugh. Ugh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.